Okay, Ches Amid Aleph 8A3, 5 lines from the end of the page. In the Mishnah it said, Meitzi Shemra Ba'esim Mishleisha. That the Meitzi Shemra, that means, if a guy marries a girl and she's supposed to be a virgin and he says she's not, and he says you committed adultery between the Kedushin and the wedding. So the Chachamim hold, you need 23 people in the Beis Din. Okay? So Gemara says, V'chiyesh Beis Din in Nefoshes, may have it. So Gemara says, even though there might be capital cases, so what? Because right now there's no capital punishment yet. It's just a regular case, if she's a liar or not, is she a psula or not a psula. So why do you need 23? Says, the argument between Rameh and the Chachamim, because Rameh says that you don't need a Beis Din of 23, the Chachamim hold you need a Beis Din of 23. So the Machlekes is, B'cheshish in Lalaz. Meaning, when, 8A3, second column. Okay? When people might hear this case, and they'll come to testify, they'll come to Beis Din to testify that she did commit adultery. In other words, like this. What the story is over here is, a guy marries a girl. He comes to Beis Din the next morning, and he says, comes the next morning after the wedding to Beis Din. He says she wasn't a virgin, and she committed adultery after the Kedushin, before we got married. Now, right now, there's no proof of it. So there's no capital punishment. The only question is she a psula or not a psula? Okay, but it's not that she committed adultery. But the mayor says, we're afraid, the mayor says, ain't cheshin. The mayor holds, we're not afraid of gossip, that people are going to hear about it and come to Beis Din to testify. Because if two Edom testify that she committed adultery between the Kedushin and the wedding, that's when she committed adultery, so then she would get killed.
So these are two different issues. The Betula and the adultery.
Correct. The question is, he says I gave her a Psula Ksuba initially, but she's not a Psula, I don't want to pay her a Ksuba, because she lied to me. Correct? But the Gemara says, why do you need 23? Then 3 should be enough. It's a financial argument about the Ksuba. So Gemara says no, because if witnesses come and hear about it, and they testify that she did commit adultery, so then she would be put to death. So the Chachamim are afraid people are going to talk, what's called laz, yente, gossip. We're afraid people are going to talk. Witnesses might come, so this might turn into a capital punishment case. So you need 23. Rameh says, ein cheshish in laz. We're not afraid of this commotion. Therefore, we're not afraid witnesses are going to come. So all it is now is a financial dispute about a ksuba. So 3 people would be enough. Rabbanan Tzav, the Chachamim hold, Chay Shishim Lalaz. We are afraid of gossip, and therefore we're afraid witnesses are going to come, it's going to turn into capital punishment, and she's going to need to get killed, so you need a Beis Din of 23. What?
How do you know she didn't have a relationship with another guy before she...
Yeah. No, that's the whole question. So it's possible, though, that witness will come to testify she did it after the Kedushin.
Oh.
You're right. Otherwise, it's a financial dispute. Let's say she did it before the Kedushin. What's the issue? The guy comes and says, my wife's not a psula. Okay, so?
Maybe she wasn't a psula before they got into...
That's what he's saying. So then, well, what's the problem? It's a financial dispute about the ksuba. Does she get it or doesn't she get it? Okay? So that's what a mayor holds. What are you afraid of? There's 3 people, that's it. Chacham would say, no. There's a possibility of gossip. And there's a possibility that some people will come to testify she committed adultery after the Kedushin. Don't forget, it was a year apart between the Kedushin and the wedding. Right? And she will still get capital punishment. So that Chacham Mimod, we're afraid of that. That's the, according to Ula, the argument.
So we want to have a Beis Din ready just in case?
Just in case. That's what the Chacham Mimod. So he says, Rava Amar, Rava says no. Kula Amar, Lelaz Leichashinan. We're not afraid of this gossip. 8A3.
Yeah, as far as the...
Line. Second column. No, you're looking in the Hebrew English.
Yeah.
Avamar, everybody says, Kulama Lalazli Hashin. We're not afraid of this commotion. What's the machlekes between a man and a chachamim? Why the man says three people are enough and the chacham hold you need 23. They're arguing about the respect of the first bezin. This is one of the explaining this. This is the case. Once we're dealing when the husband said he could bring witnesses, the story is like this. The husband comes to Bezdin and he says, I have witnesses that she committed adultery afterwards. In other words, the husband's not only coming to Bezdin to complain about the ksuba. The husband comes to Bezdin and he says, guys, I want you to know that I have witnesses that she committed adultery after the kedushin. Okay? V'ibadud. And then the husband never brought the witnesses. So what happened? The husband comes to Bezdin and he says, I have a capital case against my wife. She committed adultery after the kedushin, before we got married. Yeah? So right away, Bezdin has to gather 23 people. This is mamash a capital case. Capital punishment, right? Because maybe she's committed adultery. She had kedushin already. And the guy never brought the witnesses. He wasn't able to bring the witnesses. And then the husband says to the Bezdin, okay, forget the capital punishment, but I don't want to pay the ksuba. It turned from a capital punishment into a financial thing. So he says like this, the chachamim hold, okay, the chachamim hold, you still need to keep the 23. What are you going to tell the 23 now? Go home, we only need three. We don't need you anymore. Yeah, we just need three. It's disrespectful to the 23.
The husband sets the course?
No, because the husband came lechatchila with a thing that she committed adultery.
Yeah, so he...
Well, yeah, anytime you have like this, anytime there's a chash, the husband has a right to say, listen, I have proof that she committed adultery between the kedushin and the wedding.
So the actual happening of something doesn't... If somebody complains, it's...
Of course, any cases like that.
One minute.
How do you know if you need a Bezdin at 23 or 3 if you don't know what happened yet? If the guy says, I have a capital punishment case, you call a Bezdin of 23. If a guy says, I have a financial matter, listen, when the guy says, calls people to Bezdin, Bezdin has to tell you what it's about.
But if somebody sees the thing happening, besides the...
So then right away they get 23.
It's not only the husband, it's the actual...
Yeah, but how do we know? Nobody came to Bezdin. Two witnesses didn't come to Bezdin. That's not the case in the Torah of Meitzi Shemra. Meitzi Shemra, the husband comes to Bezdin. That's what the Torah says. The husband comes to Bezdin, and he says, I married this woman, and she wasn't a psula. So you can have different scenarios with that. One is, it's a financial issue. Mm-hmm. What is he saying? He's saying, listen, she did it before the kedushin, so I can't kill her, right? Because she wasn't married then. But I don't want to pay the ksuba. So then Bezdin gets three. A guy comes to Bezdin and says, my wife, I know for sure she committed adultery after the kedushin. So Bezdin's going to set up a Bezdin of 23. Now, Bezdin's sitting there, 23 chacham in Bezdin, and the guy's supposed to bring proof that she committed adultery. He has no proof. He made up a baba maaser. So he says, okay, at least judge financial. I don't want to pay the ksuba. So now technically you only need three. So now the question is like this. Do we turn to the 23 and say, guys, I'm sorry, go home and just keep three? Or do we keep the 23? So according to Rebbe's explanation, this is the machlekes between Ramey and the Chachamim. Ramey says, we don't care about the respect. Let him go home. What do you need 23 for? It's much more complicated to have 23 Jews make up their mind than three. It's about 100 times harder.
How much extra do we have to pay
them,
though?
No, they don't pay that much. Shabbatot, you have to pay, whatever it is. The mayor says, let them go home and get three, or keep three out of the 23, whatever. Chacham say, no, you know what, that doesn't look nice. You need to respect the Chacham. He say, we don't need you, now go home.
They're overqualified.
But the normal case is that the guy says, I don't know, she doesn't have Vesula, but I don't know what, you know, when it happened, what happened.
No, that's not the... The case is, he says it happened after the Eidus. I'm looking at Rashi and Chumash. Okay.
But
They're Eidi Yichud. That's why I'm going to a house alone.
And the other question is, can he be one of the Eidim?
Who?
If she
the husband?
Yeah.
How can he be one of the Eidim?
He can't, right?
I say you owe me $1,000. I could be one of the witnesses. Right. I mean, so it's a joke.
Be.
Huh?
He can't be.
Of course not. First of all, he's a relative.
The other question is,
how can he be a kosher?
You still need two Eidim?
Yeah, two kosher Eidim.
So all those laws apply. He
can't
be in aid, has to be
too
kosher
aiding.
Of course.
Isn't
Hasra, there has to have been...
Everything.
So he's going to divorce her or no? He wants to divorce
her. It depends what he wants from her. Depends how much money she has.
No, really.
I'm serious.
One more question.
If she committed adultery, he's not allowed to stay married to her.
So the whole purpose is to divorce, or he wants to continue the relation?
What's the... He might want to get her killed. Or he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. He wants to get rid of her. He wants to get rid of her, but he says, I don't want to pay the ksuba. Or he wants her to get killed if she committed adultery afterwards.
One more question. If he wanted to get her killed, and he, in effect, becomes Eid Zoyman...
He doesn't. He can't become. He's not a witness.
I understand. I mean, if he was lying about it, did they kill him?
No. Why should they kill him?
Yes, because he wanted to get her killed.
To her for the rest of her life. If he's lying, right?
No. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. If he's lying, yes.
And he only has to stay married to her if she doesn't ever want to get divorced. So he can't by force divorce her. But
if she wants to get divorced, she could. Yeah.
Is that case of Issur Heter?
Issur Heter is also one, not three. It's financial though. It's money. What?
Is she allowed to claim that her b'tula broke by horseback riding or something like that?
She could, but here you're speaking. The guy has officially witnesses. He has witnesses that she committed adultery. Yeah, if she answers there's no psulim because okay, so this is the argument according to Rava. So there's two ways of learning the machlekes. According to what's his name, Ula, the argument is, are we afraid of gossip or not? Rava says, depends which version. Rava says that the machlekes is, it started off with 23 that we needed, but now we don't need 23. So do you get rid of the 23 or do we keep the 23? So Gemara says, there's a question on Ula. It says, Chachamim said, this again, the case of Meitzi Shemra. The Chachamim says, Tov Mamin B'Shleisha. If the husband comes to Bezin claiming money, then you need only a Bezin of three. Tov Nefashis, if he's claiming he wants her to get killed, then you need Be'esin V'Shleisha, 23. Okay? That's what the Braisa says. So the Braisa says clearly, if the husband's coming for financial things,
three.
If he's coming to kill her, you need 22. So the Braisa says, Bishleim al Rava. According to Rava, this makes sense. Why? Tavu mam and tchila. First he claimed money. So then it says, Bishleisha. Then you need three. Tavu nefashis tchila. If he came and said capital punishment, then it means, afilu mamin. Then even money would be 23. Right? Because what was the case, the way Rava explained it, that initially he came for nefashis. Right? And then it ended up to be only monetary. And the Braisa says, Taki, you need 23. Kash is a question. Why? When would the Chachamim ever agree that you need three? The Braisa says, the Chachamim hold, right? It's a very clear question. The Braisa says, the Chachamim hold, in our Mishnah it says 23, right? And how did Ula say it? You always need 23 because it might end up in capital punishment. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara asked the question from the Braisa. The Chachamim say clearly, if it starts off for money, you only need three. According to Uli, you would need 23 because of gossip. It might come, and witnesses might come to testify she committed adultery after the Kedushin, and then you would need 23. So according to Ula, how could a Chachamim ever say you need three when the Chachamim, according to Ula, always say 23? According to Rav, it's good. Because Rav said, if you come for money, you need three. If you come for killing her, you need 23. But the way Ula holds, the Chachamim always hold you need 23. Why? Because we're afraid of gossip, people might hear about it. They might come to testify against her that she taka committed adultery, and you need 23. Rava, so Rava, it's interesting. Rava himself answers the question on his competitor. Ani va'arishe b'chabura, me and the lion of the group, who was Rav Chiya bar Abin, answers like this. Hocha b'mayaskinon, okay, it's speaking a crazy case. Hevi abal edim shezinsa. The husband taka brings witnesses that she committed adultery. What happened? And the father who's speaking for his daughter brings Adam Zaymim in that contradict the first set of Adam that the husband brought. And then the father wants to get the money from the husband. Okay, I have to explain this din. It's a crazy case. There's a din that's called Adam Zaymim. Okay, just to clarify, because it's going to come up a lot in the Gemara. If witnesses contradict each other, there are different ways of contradicting each other. Two Adam say Reuven killed Shimon. Two witnesses say Levi killed Shimon. Two witnesses say, you owe me $1,000. Two witnesses say, you don't owe me $1,000. Yeah? So what do? They cancel each other out. There's nobody. That's it.
And the case?
The case stays as if nobody came. Not only two against two, but two against 100, because the 2 and 100 are exactly the same. Okay? So if two witnesses say, come and say, you owe me $1,000, I mean, you, or whatever. And a thousand witnesses say, you do owe them, let's put it this way. Two witnesses say, you don't owe them the money. 1,000 witnesses say, yes, you do. Two is like 1,000, you cancel each other out, there's no witnesses. That's it, finished. You don't believe one group over the next, they just cancel each other out, nobody is liars, that's it. Finished. What happens though? Edom Zaymim. Edom Zaymim is a different case. Edom Zaymim says like this. Two witnesses come and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon and Levi Monday morning in LA at 10 o'clock. That's what they say. We testified that Reuven killed Shimon, whatever, 10 o'clock LA. Monday morning. Comes another two witnesses and say, we don't know. All we know is, how could you two testify that you saw the murder in L.A. 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock in the morning, you were with us in Hawaii. Yeah. No, the witnesses were. They're testifying against not on the case, they're testifying against the witnesses. They say, we don't know what's happened. But one thing, how could you two testify that you saw Reuven kill Shimon Monday morning, 10 o'clock in L.A., when Monday morning, 10 o'clock, you were with us in Hawaii? That is a different case. They're not arguing the case. They're not talking about the case. They're talking about the witnesses. How could you testify? So there's a very interesting halacha. You always believe the last group of witnesses, and you do to them what they wanted to do to the person they testified against. That means the two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon. That's what they said. Mela, they wanted that Reuven should get killed for killing Shimon. So you kill the witnesses.
Whoever comes first?
The Torah says you believe the last set.
What if the other one comes in first?
No! The one that's testifying against the witnesses has to come second. They can't testify on the witness if they didn't say anything yet. By the way, what happens if a third group of witnesses come and say, how could you two say you saw him in Hawaii at 11 or 10 o'clock? You were with us in China.
Interesting.
So you always believe the last set. It's exercise cause. It doesn't make sense. Who says these ones are better than this one? Huh?
You killed four of them?
No, position? You only killed the last, the group, the one that killed, because they wanted to kill the witnesses.
The second time. They have to prove that
the Hawaiian.
They're proven, and they come up with a great story, but another two group of witnesses come and testify. Okay?
You understand, but we always believe the last group.
By Zaymimin, not by HaKosh.
By Zaymimin, right. Because they're substantiated.
No, because the Torah says so. Who says... Maybe they're also substantiated. How do you know? Why do you believe by Hakosha we believe in both and don't believe in both. Right? We say, yeah, forget it. Yeah. You don't believe the second pair that comes. But by Adam Diamond, the Torah says you believe the last ones.
The third one, maybe they approve the first one. They don't want to kill them. And they
so then we'll them. See. Yeah, then it gets complicated what happens. Okay? That's the din of Adam Diamond. Now, the Torah says another weird din, but there's a logic behind it. The Torah says you do to the witnesses what they wanted to do to the other guy. What they wanted to do to the other guy. What happens though, if two witnesses came and testified that Reuven killed Shimon, Bezin accepted the testimony, and they killed him. They killed Reuven. Because two witnesses testified, he killed him. Okay? Then, after Reuven's killed, two other witnesses come and say, how could you guys testify that Reuven killed Shimon? You were with us in Hawaii. You don't do anything to the witnesses. After the fact, you don't do anything to the witnesses.
Because he was from
HaKadosh Baruch. But that's the... But what they wanted to do. Now, what happened over here is like this. Let's go back to our Gemara. The husband bring two witnesses that the wife committed adultery after the Kedushin. Right? He gets married, comes the next day to Beis Din, and he comes with two witnesses. So now you have to kill the woman. Okay? Now, the father, who's speaking for the daughter, because usually it's before she's Bas Mitzvah, the father brings Adam Zayim against those two witnesses. Okay? And he says, how could you two say that she, you guys were with us, and so on. Now, the father, though, wants to get money from the husband. Because the husband made up a baba maisa.
Deformation of cash.
No, because the din is, if it's false... The Torah says, the husband has to pay a fine of 100 shekel. Right? That's what the Torah says. If she's guilty, she gets killed. If she's innocent, the father, for the embarrassment, defamation of character, has to give her 100 shekel.
Correct?
1 minute.
They get killed.
So now, he says like this. This is what Rav is saying. How do we answer this, Braisa? Why did the Chachamim sometimes say 3 and sometimes 23, when according to Ullah's explanation, it always has to be 23. Right? How can you say 3? It always has to be 23. So Master, I'll give you a crazy case where you have 3 and 23, even according to the Chachamim. What happened? The husband brings Edom that they committed adultery. The father brings Edom Zayman against them. Okay? Now, he says like this. It's not about the woman anymore getting killed or not. But the husband wants to get 100 shekels from the father wants to get 100 shekels from the father. So he says, Bishleisha, there's no, you only need 3 in that case. But anytime there's came the fascists, if there's a case that the husband committed, then it's always 23.
It was already
23
people sitting there.
No, but it wasn't, they weren't deliberating the case yet. The husband brings Edom, and the father, but now the father just wants from the husband 100 shekel.
Right.
That's all he wants. We're not afraid anymore of a capital case.
Why not?
Because the Edom were Edom's Edom in the
right.
And there's no more witnesses.
What do you mean? They need to be killed.
There could be another
Edom's Edom. The Edom's Edom, they have to be killed.
Correct.
So We're not talking about that.
But the husband doesn't get killed.
Is there a limitation in time when the witness?
The woman was going to get killed.
Yes, well, after Beis Din makes the ruling, he can't.
So they have the Beis Din 23.
They tell him if you have any other witnesses to bring, you got to bring them now.
In this situation, the witnesses all came before it started deliberating.
So we need 26. Correct. We need 26.
No,
like why?
3 for the Dina Mamonot and 23 for the
Nefashidot? 23 covers everything. It covers everything?
Okay, so we need
23.
So it's only 23
to kill the witnesses.
Because there's a possibility of Edom Zayman. Yeah, because of
Edom Zayman. We're not talking about the father and the husband now. That's a different case of Edom Zayman. But the father is kind to the husband, I want 100 shekel.
But it started with the capital case.
Yeah, but that's what he says. That's why the Gemara said, because Ullah said we're afraid of the respect of the judges, right, of the Chacham, therefore you always need 23. But here we don't care about the respect of the judges. Why not? Because it's a whole new case. They're not sitting on the same case. They were sitting on the case that the husband said, you're not a psul, and he brought Edom. Correct? Yeah. That case is over.
So it doesn't continue.
It's a new case. Now the husband says, I want money from the husband. Because he embarrassed my daughter. So it's not the case of the judges that said on the litigation and the capital punishment. The 23 judges were called because the guy says, I have witnesses. Right? So then we're talking about a complete capital punishment. Correct? Because the husband brought witnesses. Then the father disqualified them by making them Edom Zemim. Okay? So now that case is over. That case is over. There's a new thing happened now. The husband says, 1 minute, I want money. The 100 shekel.
Oh, technical question.
So it's three people, it's enough. You don't need to keep the same witnesses. It's a new case. You say, this case is over. Edom Zemimim happened. The case is over. You killed Edom Zemimim, but there's nothing to do with this. Now the father comes and says, I want 100 shekel because he embarrassed my daughter. It's a new case.
Okay. What about Edom, who might get capital punishment?
But it's nothing to do with the father now asking from the husband 100 shekel. For
why
that, you need three.
Why can't that lawsuit be in the same lawsuit?
Because one was dinin fashas, one was money. It's two different things.
We just cancel that one out completely.
Yeah. Well, the Edom Zemim are going to get me, sir.
What happens if the father?
I mean, the
husband makes a second set of Edom Zemim. Are we worried about the husband making a second set of Edom?
That's very uncommon. That the chum are not afraid of.
Rabbi Shitzman, if the husband loses because the Edim were Zemimim, why does there have to be a new lawsuit for the 100 shekel? That should automatically
because happen. That wasn't the initial lawsuit.
But it has to. He lost. The Edim.
He lost the capital punishment case. He lost the capital punishment. In secular law.
If the capital punishment was lost, so the monetary...
One second. Let me ask you a question.
And the 100
in the secular court, you have the same thing. The O.J. Simpson case. First, there was a big trial whether he murdered her or not.
And there was a civil suit.
Now, it's a completely different case. In Torah, you have the same thing. There was a capital punishment case that started from the beginning. Right away from the beginning, the husband said, my wife wasn't a virgin. She committed adultery afterwards, and he brought Edom. And he said, kill her. There's no question of money. Nobody's asking for money here. He says, I want her dead. Of course, if you kill her, she's not getting a ksuba. But that's not what he wants. Then the case became disqualified because the Edom became Edom Zemim.
So now he has to be killed.
Right, that's a separate between them and the best.
But that's we need the 23 then.
But not for the father saying to the husband, give me $100 because you...
It should be automatic. I'm just saying
It's not. It's a separate case. And therefore, we're not afraid of embarrassment of the first Dayanim. When the case is called on money to begin with. And then it might end up, because gossip people might come, it might end up to be 23, and then it doesn't. But you started off with 23 because it might be, then it's embarrassing. But if you started off with 23 because that's what the case was, and then it ended up to be, this case is over, guys, go home, the case is over, so then you need another three to just...
Small case, small.
Right.
And,
what?
So he has to do a separate case for the mominess?
Yeah.
And Dafka, he has to do it, the wife can't do it because she's a woman? Can the wife sue for the 100...
She's a kid, she's a ksana.
Why?
Because that's the case, it's beating the sati, the talking case when she's a minor.
And if she's not a minor?
If she's an adult, she can do the same thing. She's doing the case.
No father, the
then she's doing the case.
If there's no father, then the mother or the brother...
Then it's only rabbinic kedushin anyway.
If she's a minor, then why would she get capital punishment? She's not mechuyav.
She's between 12 and 12 and a half, so she's over bas mitzvah.
She's over bas mitzvah, but I thought you're not...
Between 12 and 12 and a half, she's a gedela, but she's under the jurisdiction of the father.
If they're lying, she's going to be blessed with a boy?
No, that's only a seita.
How long usually these cases... took to be resolved. Weeks?
It depends how long, how many witnesses there were in this. But one thing is for sure, from the time of the ruling until the punishment was done, had to be the same day. There was no death row there. If Beis Din ruled, and therefore Beis Din had to rule in the morning. They're not allowed to rule at night, they have to rule in the morning. It's a biyayim. So they would come Monday morning, Beis Din would make the ruling. Monday day, the guy was already killed.
In this period, where does this girl live? With the parents or?
But wherever she wants to live, what's the difference?
No, doesn't she have to be in jail?
They don't put people in jail.
The husband beat her every night.
Probably beat her every night anyway.
So okay. If she's normal age, over 13.
Then she does it herself.
Then she could do all this herself.
Yeah. Right.
Has this case ever happened, or is it just a possibility? Is because it happened? I mean,
The Gemara never says it didn't happen. The Gemara says Ben Seder to Meira didn't happen.
It never happened.
The Gemara says, Ben Seder Meira, one opinion. It's so complicated. The father and mother have to sound alike, they have to look alike, everything. So the Gemara says, Ben Seder Meira never happened. Now, Trebin says in Tanya, says in Perek Dalet, that even if the Tainus would never happen, with Junuv and Hashemin, but this Kachol of Bitzayin, this is what Hashem's Chochmah is, and therefore it's Taita, and therefore it's.
Then you still have to learn.
Yep. Okay, we're not done yet. Abaye says like this. No, I have another answer to the question. Everybody is afraid of gossip. And everybody is afraid of the honor of the first judges. So the question is, so why does the mayor hold 3? Then for sure you need 23. If gossip were afraid, it might turn into capital order. He said, they gave her a general warning instead of a detailed warning. And this is another interesting halach that we're going to see a lot later in the Gemara. The din is, when you warn a person, you can only get punished if he's warned. Okay? If a guy's eating chazer, in order for him to get lashes, even not death, lashes, you need to be warned. 2 witnesses have to come. What's the din of hasra, of warning? You have to tell him, you are not allowed to eat chazer, and the punishment is this and this.
I
have
to do it immediately.
Yeah, immediately. But you have to tell them details. What happens, they give him a general warning. You're not allowed to eat it. And the guy ate it, he doesn't get lashes. If a guy's about to kill somebody, you have to tell him, you're not allowed to kill somebody, and if you kill him, this is going to be the punishment. So that right, there has to be a detailed.
Within 2 seconds.
It's speaking, the warning to this girl, because otherwise she wouldn't get killed anyway. The girl that's not a virgin because she committed adultery after the kedushin, they gave her a general warning. The warning of the witnesses was very general. Says like this, Kugain Dasher Beistam. They warned her, you know. General thing. V'hai Tanu Hu Da Tanya, and this is a mayor who says 3 is enough. Hold like this. Shar Kol Chai V'Misa Shebetero. All other besides Avedah Zara. All other Dastentero. Eima Misa Eisa Ela Be'eda. You can only kill her within witnesses of 23. And it has to be Eidim witnesses. V'hasra. And it says you have to warn the guy. But what type of warning? Sheyodio shulchayiv mises bezdin. They have to tell him you're going to get killed by bezdin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds even more. You have to tell him which death of the bezdin. There's 4 capital punishments: skila, sreifa, hedek, chenek, stoning, burning, sword, and choking. Yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds even more. Not only can you, according to the first opinion, it's enough just to say you're going to get killed. You know, don't do it or you're going to get killed. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to tell the guy exactly what type of death is going to be. But what happens if you come to the person and all you tell him is you're not allowed to do it? So one opinion says you're going to get killed.
This is stoning, right?
Yeah, whatever. This is stoning. And the other opinion says you're not going to get killed. So therefore, the case over here is like this. This woman was warned a general warning. So that mayor says, there ain't going to be any capital punishment there. Because there was no real hasra. So how many do you need in the Beis Din? 3. Chachamim hold, this hasra doesn't need to be detailed. As long as there's a general hasra, a general warning, they're going to get capital punishment. So Chacham hold, you always need 23. In other words, because the case is the woman was warned. But it was a general warning. So now you have an argument between Rameir and the Chachamim. How many people do you need such a bezmer? Rameir says you need 3 because they're not going to get killed because it was too general of a warning. And because it's a general warning, you're not going to get killed. So what's the whole issue then about the Ksuba? So 3 is enough. Chachamim say no, even a general warning is also enough to give him death. And therefore you need a bezmer of 23.
The bezmer is set after the Eidim come in?
No.
So here it depends on what the Eidim say, whether they said the general.
I understand, but there was a, like the husband says, it was the general, or so whatever. The bezmer wasn't set yet. What?
How they prove it, they told them before.
Huh?
How they prove it?
How they prove it?
They told them before they do.
That's the witnesses are coming to Bezman saying this is what happened.
How did these Tanaim know that these are, this is what the, I mean, that's a very stupid question, but how do they know, where does it say in the Torah that you have to tell them if she's a Baskoyan has to be a Srefa, or if she's a normal Jew has to be with this, and you have to say it exactly like that.
They have to become Lechachamim, I said. All the witnesses, they have to become Lechachamim.
No, I understand.
To be able to.
How do you see this?
Not in the psukim. We're talking about this particular Mishnah, Braise. The Gemara, we're going back to the Gemara now. But the beginning, what we learned today, is the Chacham and the Mishnah say you need 23. No, by Maiti Shemra, you need a Bezin of 23. So the Gemara asks, there's a Braise that says the Chacham say sometimes 3, sometimes 23. So according to Rava, the Gemara said before, it makes sense. If it's monetary, it's 3. If it's capital punishment, it's 23. But according to Ula, that says the money might turn out to be a capital punishment, and that's why the Chacham 23. So where do you ever have a case of, according to the Chacham, to have 3 for Maitzi Shemra? Right? So the Gemara answered a bunch of answers. One answer, Rava answered, that is speaking that Adam Zayim in states that we just learned. Abaya says, what Abaya is answering now is, the case of the Braisa. The Brais is speaking in a case where there was a general asra and not a detailed asra.
I know, but I'm asking, how do we know that there has to be detailed asra from the Torah?
Oh, that's b'chal the Gemara learns out from Psukim.
It does.
What is the halacha? Stam is okay or not?
No.
Has it ever happened, anybody done the proper asra?
Here. Well, that's by Aved Zara.
And Dr. Deborah also, isn't it from Sukkot?
Yeah.
It seems possible to do a proper hasra.
That's why, how often did the Bezdin kill anybody?
So the Edim had to be Mamish learned.
Yeah. The Edim had to be learned. That's why the Gemara says, if you kill somebody in 7 years, or one opinion says 7 years, you call it killing Bezdin.
One more question. What? If the guy is known to eat chazer for a living, he doesn't keep kosher.
No.
And you go, you're a big time chacham, you go and you warn him.
You need two. You need two scholars.
Two scholars, two kosher aiding.
Or you can take another yuko with him. The Talmud Chacham will tell the yuko. You have to tell him this and this. Both witnesses don't have to warn him. One can warn in front of two.
At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this person would be punishable?
No, he's a tinuk shenishba,
no? No, if you warn him.
If you warn him,
you warn him.
The reason the Gemara says, we're going to see this later, we didn't get there yet today. The Gemara says that the reason of warning, what's the purpose of warning somebody?
To know
if it's shaygig punishment or mazid punishment. If he's not warned, then the assumption is he did it accidentally.
So should you warn him? Because his life is in danger if you warn him.
What? Malchus? No.
You're gonna kill him.
You mean the capital punishment?
Yeah,
the Torah says you gotta warn him.
What do you
mean he's life in danger? A guy's about to
be in danger.
Let's rephrase your question. You're about to see a guy. That's exactly what the Gemara says. You see a guy about to kill another guy. So don't kill the guy killing the other guy because his life's in danger.
That I understand, but somebody was eating chazer.
Why is his life in danger? You give him malchus.
Shabbos.
So there's a whole din of Shulchan Aruch.
Gathering sticks.
When do you say mutav shir shaking vayim mezidim? But doesn't that's not a din that applies to the capital punishment in the time of the Beis Hamikdash? The din is if I see today somebody eating chazer, and there's a contradiction out there, Shulchan Aruch, there's questions asked, and this is a very famous issue. In between one place in Alter Rebbe and another place, Alter Rebbe, Alter Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and Masim Matan in Kuf Nun Vav, Alter Rebbe says different reasons. There's one question like this: there's a mitzvah chech techech semisacha. You have to admonish your friend. Okay. Then there's another mitzvah, the Gemara, that says it's better they should be shaking and not to be mezidim.
Right.
So don't tell them. If you know they're not going to listen. Another Gemara says you have to chech techech even 100 times until they beat you up. You have to warn somebody until they're going to beat you up. Yes. So if you know they're not going to listen, so another Gemara says it's better to, that it should be accidental, not do it intentional.
So you don't say.
So the Gemara does a lot of differentiations. For instance, Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Alter Rebbe says, the difference is, if it's a clear-cut, explicit, isim mefurish b'teira, if it's a clear-cut, explicit mitzvah in the Torah, like the Torah says, don't eat chazer. So if you see somebody eating chazer, you have an obligation to tell him anyway, even if he's not going to listen. If it's not an iser clearly mentioned in the Torah, it's derived, then it's better not to tell him, if you know he's not going to listen. But that doesn't have to do with the time of the Beis Hamikdash, because then you have to warn him because he has to get punished.
So now this is